Dai.
In a few minutes it will be inaugurated Sri Shiva
Gift Ayurvedic Chai Show.
Yes. How it came to that project?
Okay, so actually we have this dream for many, many years. Mm-hmm. All these years that we are here, we always try to be creative, how to interact and what to do for our friends from the village around. And the first project was, of course, Children's Land. It started mm-hmm. just from the children of the village being the friends of my daughters. And then we decided to extend it and more children are coming. And this is the next step. We were always wanted also to be somehow help with the nutrition. Mm-hmm. So us offering a vegan chai, we believe that we can, all the ingredients are very high quality. We don't use sugar. We use the palm sugar and we use the coconut milk and lots of herbs and spices. Mm. And we hope to offer them some health, mm-hmm. healthy chai in the morning before they go to work and in the afternoon. And then it's just a place to meet. We dream about a place of an integration on a different level with our neighbors, you know? Mm-hmm. To meet around the chai, it's not around work and it's not around...
It's a socializing thing.
Exactly. And we then came the idea, okay, if we do a chai shop, let's do the stage. And when we said let's do the stage, we had the idea that once a month mm-hmm. we'll organize like an open stage in Sadhana Forest.
So that's why it's the extended.
Exactly. In Sadhana mm-hmm. Forest, we have an open stage evening every week on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It's the highlight of the week. Mm-hmm. All the volunteers waiting for that evening. It's like people sometimes ask me, you don't miss culture? I said, you have to come and see what's happening on mm. Wednesday evening in Sadhana Forest. I have culture from all over the world, you know? Mm. From it's amazing. So we said, let's do it together.
But this one is actually on a doorstep to Sadhana Forest.
Yes, it's in the junction, actually. It's exactly in the middle of our land. Mm-hmm. And it's a junction also for all the villagers to come... across like the surrounding village. Around 6 villages are crossing this junction.
Crossing here to go to work.
Yeah, to here, wherever they go, if it towards Pondi or
Yeah, and you also mentioned that it's one donor who actually made this dream reality, right?
Yeah, so this dream is there for many years and came this lady and she said, I want to do something. And when we offered this idea, like in honor of her father, mm-hmm. and when we offered to do something good for the villagers, and her father loved the forest. So to combine all these aspects together, she was happy to...
Donate it
with us, yeah, and she donated the money to build the hut and to run the chai shop for a few years.
She will be here and running.
No, she will be here only today for the inauguration. So actually, we are in a marathon trying to finish. The project will not be finished yet. Mm-hmm. It will take us another week or 10 days to finish. It will get walls and doors. Because it should be a closed
tables.
Place.
Yeah, I don't see tables here.
Benches, all the in the morning we'll come up, we'll take out the benches and all the stage will have benches for the people to sit and drink their chai. And inside there will come a big table and
So who would be cooking all these chais?
Us.
Sadhana Forest team?
Yes, Sadhana Forest team.
Which means volunteers or...
Volunteers.
Or residents of Sadhana Forest?
Both. Like probably always one resident that is in charge and to, you know, because you need somebody who's there,
who knows
the recipe
bit, yeah.
and knows the routine.
Otherwise you have every week different teams.
Yes.
Different types, no?
Yeah, exactly. And we have, we got also an e-rickshaw to deliver. We'll cook the chai in the Sadhana Forest and we'll deliver it to here.
Oh, you're not gonna cook it here?
No. Here we'll just have the boiler with the hot water and we'll be able to heat it, but cooking will start there. We'll see how it will develop.
And any of the villagers will also work with you?
we'll see how it will, maybe if they would like to offer to join.
And snacks, open. No?
Slowly, we'll see how it...
What is the demand?
What's the demand? Demand for sure for snacks is always there. It depends on our ability to fund it. So for the moment we have funds for chai, and we'll see how does it run. But today will be lots of snacks, sweet, very sweet.
Okay, what? So the menu, how it look? It will look like what kind of tea or chai?
So we'll offer a few different chai. So basically, it will look like the regular chai. It's like spices,
like
cardamom,
masala?
Yeah, like masala spices with coconut milk and the palm jaggery.
So that is a black tea, right?
It's like, similar to the black tea filling. And then we'll have herbal tea. And also we'll have tea. One of the problems around is growing diabetic in around the villages. So we will offer chai for diabetic people. We'll use, instead of sugar or the palm sugar, we'll use stevia, which is
You also grow here, right?
No,
no
stevia,
you don't grow
we don't grow here. But we'll offer the stevia, which is a healthy and approved sweetener for diabetic patients.
Yeah. Amongst the herbal teas, what we could get here?
So today they will make, ginger and... like we all came out, we wanted to answer the needs of the villagers. So we had a team of consultants from our Tamil friends around, and they more or less gave the tone of what should we serve, and it's I think that it's they want the wanted this dried ginger. This will be the base of the herbal. And we got also like hibiscus flower, and this I think will change. And you can see even the our board, even this came out of their design, like to see how they like to see things, what do they expect, and when we finished to paint
it, they designed the board.
Yeah, we designed it all together, and then even when I just finished to paint it and everything, came our friend and said, you know, now on top you put a little om, you know, like, so we finish everything and then we put an om. And then the painter, I said, maybe we'll do it brown. He says, no, the orange color, this is a good color. It's the color of God. So, you know, we want to do it in there that they will feel that they are welcome, and like it's integration, you know, it's a try to integrate really.
But also our guests and our pavilions and newcomers, they are welcome, right?
Everybody is welcome. Yeah, everybody is welcome. And that's why we also organize this open stage 1 a month, that people will be able to plan it and to come, because we're a little bit far from the center. But every afternoon also chai will be served. It will be morning and afternoon.
Until what time?
Like morning it will be 5:30 to 7:30, and evening 3:30 to 5:30. So everybody, if he has some free afternoon and he wants to come and integrate with people,
you can come and sit and have a tea.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a great spot to see the sunset.
I can imagine it.
It's the one spot in Sadhana that we decided to keep it open.
But in the morning, sun comes out there, right?
Yes, exactly. And sunset.
So you said the open stage. Do you have planned already when it's going to be the first one?
When will be the going to be the first one? We didn't decide, but I think we can make a decision in the during the inauguration and invite everybody for the first open stage. As you see. Like you know,
you have big lumps.
Exactly, like for the stage, we organize a small solar system with big lights here, and to have to possible to have also like a system,
the sound system,
a speaker, sound system, and in the future maybe we hope maybe this hut will used also as a cooking workshop hut. To have a blender and...
So actually the options are more than a chai shop.
Exactly. It's a chai inspiration center.
Socializing
like, let's
spot.
Meet over the chai and let's see what the future will bring, you know?
I have just one more question, because I see the people are gathering slowly. Yeah. How much the project like that cost?
Oh, I still didn't calculate. I just know that the
10 likes,
the,
20 likes?
The money is running, running, running.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
20
think,
likes?
No, I think less. We are now maybe around 10.
10.
Still, inside in the forest, we do everything in a very simple way.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
And you design it with the villagers, or you had an architect for that?
I'm an architect in my past, like 50% of our village. We are all architects that came to build the city. But me and Aviram were a very good team.
Mm.
So basically we design it together. And then, of course, you know, we have the person that works with us all these years, and we like to work in a team that everybody will put his input, and it's like a sculpture also, you know. We are there in the spot and then say, let's do this and let's do that and let's open. So sometimes
but usually
it's a
somebody
headache.
Who knows about the statics, you know, the math of the because it's still, otherwise it might collapse at some point. No? You need somebody who can calculate
of course
that it doesn't.
So we have the, like, I think we became really experienced in hut building.
Oh, okay.
we have the tricks that we know how to use, but what will be new here, it will be the walls, because in Sadana we have no walls. But
what kind of walls you will add to that?
It will be the wood and the pakamaram that usually we use for the floor. So this will use for the walls, and the walls will be like an L shape that will create also a shelf all over
on the sitting ledge.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
okay.
I invite you again when it's over to
to see how it is.
To see how it develops.
So when do you expect? You said about a week to complete it.
I believe so. Yeah.
Mm.
I want it, but we'll start to operate it since tomorrow. Tomorrow.
The guys will get the first tea tomorrow morning at 7:30.
5:30. The last one will be at 7:30. Kitchen is closed.
Would it be place?
Which place? What?
Yeah, Columbia.
Yuri, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And
for
definitely
coming.
For I would be looking forward for the herbal teas for sure.
Okay. So I will think about
my
you.
My cup of tea.
Okay. I will think about you. So what do you like? Tell me.
I like herbal teas.
Yeah, which herbs you like?
I didn't have a chance to experience them here yet.
Mm-hmm. We drink only herbal tea. But I tell you one recipe that the volunteer in Sadana invented, which it's not herbal, but it's a very unique tea. It's they cook the skin of the pineapple. Pineapple tea. It's a wonderful recipe. But we use here a lot of tulsi, of course, and ginger and lemongrass and this type.
Yeah, those I know. These are refreshing and energizing. Yeah, but
I
believe there are more than we don't know about it. No,
I'm sure.
Because if I look around, I'm pretty sure there are
I know
plenty
here
of herbs.
I myself eat a lot of leaves from my garden, but I don't cook them. I eat them fresh. I blend them with my fruit.
For breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay, Yuri. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.